This is Quiet Fire, the program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. I could not bear to lose my dog. It is March 1830, and the just-turned 21 Lincoln is driving a two-oxen wagon through the icy-flooded Wabash River up near Vincennes, Indiana, helping his father and stepmother and cousin move from Indiana to Illinois. The wagon is wheel-deep in ice and water that will freeze over again at night. Lincoln's dog, he says, his dog, has jumped or fallen out of the wagon as it crosses the waters and breaks through the ice and falls, struggling into the cold, fast stream. Years later, Lincoln recalls, I jumped out of the wagon and waded waist-deep in the ice and water, got hold of him, and helped him out and saved him. That is what young Abraham Lincoln did. Everything about this true story illustrates the spiritual life of Lincoln. First of all, he doesn't even have to be there. He has just turned 21, and his legal obligation to serve his father's and family needs has been fulfilled. Second, he doesn't have to save a dog, does he? I could not bear to lose my dog. The spiritual themes here are heart and self-sacrifice. Heart and self-sacrifice. On both counts, it is only spirit that matters. The affections of the heart, the emotions of care for all life, is basic to any spiritual tradition or religion. And to give beyond selfishness is the ethical maxim of spiritual life and religion. It is in our life with animals that we see these two spiritual guideposts to life first showing themselves. Lincoln says that, not Lincoln, Jesus. Jesus says that not a sparrow falls from the sky, but that his heavenly Father knows. Jesus tells the parable of the good shepherd who went after the one lost sheep and brought it back draped over his shoulders. These stories about Lincoln and animals may seem like footnotes to a president who waged war and delivered addresses that inspire the meaning of our nation. But they are not footnotes, but rather the initial inscriptions of a spiritual being. What is so valuable about the spiritual life of Lincoln for our time is that he embodies these spiritual principles, this alphabet, and these punctuation marks of spiritual life. It is not the whole story, but the start of the story. And then he goes on to political, national, world fame, and great goodness. It all starts with his simple and heartfelt spiritual instincts and courage. We know these stories. Recently, a man in Florida, an older man, had his puppy suddenly attacked by a crocodile and snatched away from him into the swamp. The man simply went after the crocodile. With superhuman strength, pried open its jaws and saved the life of his puppy dog. The philosopher Schopenhauer once asked, why was it that when a person sees a stagecoach toppling over the edge of a road and a cliff and leaps forward to help pulling it back, not knowing anyone in the coach at all? The philosopher's answer, all life is simply connected. When we see life, we respond to life. When we see danger to life, we have an instinct to rush forward to help. We see ourselves in each other. We live as much in a community identity as in an individual one. Not always do we do that. It really is beyond our rational control. It is not a moral law, but an instinct and a habit and a gesture of caring. We need not feel guilty if we do not. It is simply often a power beyond us that takes over. Senior citizens on fixed incomes will sometimes take a sick cat to the weekend emergency hospital. We are not surprised that Lincoln allowed his sons to have a pet goat in the White House. When it disappeared, we are not surprised that Lincoln searched high and low for it unsuccessfully. In the Hindu scriptures, we find the story of the man who, after numerous ordeals to get to the gate of heaven, but is told that no dogs are allowed in heaven. His dog has been with him on his perilous journey where fellow human beings were lost. The faithfulness of the dog will not be betrayed. I'll not go to heaven then, if my dog is not allowed to go with me. At that moment, the identity of the dog is revealed as divine truth, Dharma itself. Of course, like Schopenhauer said, all life is connected. That is something sacred in spiritual life. Lincoln saw it. We see it in the animals in the nativity creche. In that circle of light, we too can be lighted down in honor, like Lincoln, to the latest generation. This has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.